What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello, how you doing, Andy?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent.
After a wee Inverness goal in play there.
We love an Inverness in play goal, which means we can only be recording on Tuesday evening at around 9:30.
Half past nine at night. Yes. Yep. There you go. That's it. Before we get started with the show, something just popped in my head there. Have you seen the guy on Twitter that you can forward like a clip of a TV show to that has a TV in the background?
He will
identify the sports fixture for you.
Aha, because he did one like Cologne versus...
Oh, it's a Bundesliga Zwei game from a few years ago.
Babelsberg or something. Yeah. So
it was some American TV show and someone had tweeted him, what game's on in the background here in the bar they're in? And he found it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So that aside, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking. We had a good week last week. A lot of that down to our co-host, Mr. Dave Greenfield, who's back this week. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks, guys. All the tips from the guys of the Football League helping me out last week.
Yeah, get the lights out, Dave.
Much time a lot's off.
It's good to see you've got full power on, and you have a quite a fitting for a power cut horror themed T-shirt on the go. I like that.
Yeah, it's from Horror Nights at Orlando last year.
Class,
beautiful. Well, hopefully we get the mega cooping up this week, and you can just go back plenty of times whenever you like. So Dave and Gordo, myself on the show this week. We had a good week last week. We'll get into the ins and outs of that and recap, as always, before a short ad break. And then on to the picks for the weekend ahead. So let's review last week quickly. My banker, early game in the Japanese J-League. Well, early if you're based in the UK, 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. I took Hiroshima away at Yokohama FC, and it was a comfortable 3-0 away from home victory for Hiroshima. At odds of 6-11.
Yeah, another easy one for me in here. This was Genoa versus Perugia. I took Genoa to win at 6-11, and they duly obliged, winning 2-0. So, an easy one for me. And I think that was a Friday game as well. It was an early game in the week. So, nice to get one over the line. So that was me. Dave?
Yeah, I was in the National League North, and it was Kings Lynn against Southport. And I got Kings Lynn, and they won the game 3-2. You don't get much on flash score from this, so I had to have a look at Kings Lynn's Twitter account. And they told me that Southport took the lead through a massive deflected goal. But Kings Lynn rallied, and they went 3-1 up. They got a guy called Gold Omoteo, is a Nigerian striker, bagged a couple, got his 20 goals for him for the season. We'd be loving it if it was an early payout, because it was 3-1. Sadly, yep. Not an early payout league. And Southport got one back to make us sweat a little bit, but Kings Lynn duly gave us the win.
Superb. 3 out of 3 on the bankers. Banker treble comes in at odds of 2.2-1, which is excellent odds for a banker treble, and 3 games where the side we'd backed all scored 3 goals. Lovely. Nice and easy.
Just Perugia, yes. Only get 2.
Oh, just 2. You got your early payout.
I picked a league where it was an early payout, so that's fine.
But yeah, always good to get the banker treble, and I think that's Gordo and I on quite the run of bankers in a row. And yeah. Dave obviously doing the first guest spot last week in a run. He's 100% for them. So that's what we always want to see, those banker trebles sailing in. On to the value picks. I stayed close to home in the Scottish Championship for Cove Rangers versus Inverness. Inverness at 10-11, big price for a really informed team, and they went ahead and got the win with a 2-1 victory, managing to reverse the scoreline after going a goal down. So another good result for Inverness, and that's them right in the hunt for the promotion places. So,
yeah, I backed them in play. I really liked this pick as well. This was we send each other our picks during the week, and I sent didn't look at Andy's, sent my picks through, and I was like, oh, need to find a new value. But really good win there, Andy. I'm going to hand to Dave to do his value and then mine, just because this is how the weekend.
I was wondering why you were explaining that you had an original value you really liked.
Yes. So
I now understand why you're doing that.
Yeah. Dave, how did your value go on? A very good value of that.
Yeah, so I was in the Netherlands. It was Warwick against Groningen. And I like Warwick, and that won the game 2-1. It was a goalless first half, but Warwick had lost the possession and the XG. They took the lead. But Pepe, they got the goal we were talking about last week, got an equaliser, got his 11th of the season. Like I said, good season for a team that are probably going to get relegated. But luckily for us, Warwick got a pen, and Kramer converted the pen. I mean, to be fair, Warwick finished the game with that 2.5 XG, 61% possession, 12 shots, 3 on target. They did boss the game, but yeah, they got the 2-1 win, and that's all that matters.
A really good result for me, that, because it'd been a great day on Saturday. I'm sure we'll get to that in the midsection about how good a Saturday I had. But that was the last one I was waiting on in my 5-team ACCA to turn a fiver into 310. So, yeah, lovely. Beautiful pick, Dave.
And nice to hear Michael Richards is kicking about still. So anyway, the last thing. So I was the last pick of the weekend and the vast value pick. And I really fancied Leverkusen away at Wolfsburg. They were 7-5. So they're in the value area for us. Yeah, 0-0 draw. They were all over them in the first half. I watched the second from about 75 minutes to 90, they didn't do much. And then between 90 and 94 minutes, they had 3 really good chances to win it. One where the ball kind of broke in the box, like a bit of a stramash. The ball broke in the box to just their striker's feet. And he was so surprised by it that it just bounced off his ankles and out for a goal kick. So, yeah, not great in there. And really disappointed to let down the value treble because... we've been so good at it, and it was last up, so it was there was cash to be seen before on your cash outs there, which is always more painful.
It was close though. It was close.
0-0, but yeah,
0-0 easily could have been. You just needed that one goal, didn't get it, unfortunately. But yeah, 5 out of 6 in the first two categories is a really good week. On to the outsiders. This is where we try and pick something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog. I was in Japan again, doing something that I don't normally do, and that was backing a draw for Kawasaki Frontale versus Nagoya, because I did not fancy Kawasaki to win, even though they're at home and obviously past champions of the J-League. Kawasaki did not win. They lost. They lost 2-1, but it was super close. Nagoya were 2-0 up at halftime. Kawasaki pulled one back early in the second half, and then just pressed for the equaliser for 35 minutes, which never materialised. So at 5-2, I don't feel so bad about that because I've kind of called the game right. It just didn't go my way.
I watched the end of that as well, because that was one of the games that 365 I should watch in the app. Yep. Just in bed on Saturday morning. it was all over them for 35 minutes. Like really all over them, like host, bar, that kind of stuff. So you were unlucky on that one. I had Bologna versus AC Milan trying to go against 22 years of history. And by Jove, I thought I'd done it. They scored in the first minute. Bologna were up 1-0 here. AC Milan pulled it back to 1 each. And then, they had a really good chance towards the end, Bologna there. But this game did end the draw. So I'm not terribly disappointed in that one because you're backing against some Italian royalty when it comes to football there, and a team that historically don't get results against them. And they did get a result, just not quite the one we were looking for.
Big odds as well, G-Man. Similar to mine, big odds, really close. You're picking outsiders. You've basically called the game pretty correctly. You're just one goal out. But a good effort. And then we move on to Dave, whose pick I know was very popular amongst Trample Bet listeners. A lot of people sent me messages praising this, Dave. So take us through it.
Yeah, it was that Bologna pick was there's a few podcast tippers out there now that were tipping Bologna. So now you weren't the only one with that. There's a lot of
oh, that's good then. They were entirely in Italian, obviously. Yeah, this was Italian podcast you've been listening. The Bologna one. Yeah.
So my pick was in League Two, and it was Crewe against Warsaw, and I like Crewe, who were 2-1, and they won the game 2-0. Very, very comfortably. Started off very quickly. The big centre-half, Rodney McDonald, was up from the back. Notched in after 2 minutes. And Crewe doubled the lead on 25 minutes. So we were paid out after 25 minutes. But it didn't really matter because Warsaw were absolutely terrible. No shot on target for Warsaw. To make things worse, their first half sub, Labrador got sent off after 60 minutes. He only came on 35 minutes, I think. Got sent off for two bookings. I mean, I'd back against Warsaw every week to the end of the season. They're absolutely on the beach. They're not going anywhere. I don't think they're turning out. But they're getting hammered tonight as well. So
unreal shout, Dave, because I know lots of people were on this. To pick a 2-1. Brilliant.
Yep. Really, really good work. That meant the only thing left to recap is the charity treble. A pick from each of us, tenner of our own money. Any proceeds go to a charity. There are no proceeds this week. I lost my charity pick. Yokohama F. Marinos, favourites for the J-League away at Shonan. This game ended 1-1. Yokohama did take the lead, but they relinquished it with 10 minutes to play, and the game ended 1-1. So not a good result. I mean, they were better than even money, so it wasn't like a banker pick that got let down here. But I did fancy them at the 23-20 price tag, but they couldn't get it done.
Outsider draw in the charity slot here for me. This was Cagliari versus Frosinone. Two teams towards the top of the table. Really fancied this as a draw and was happy putting it in the charity slot because it'd been historically very drawy this game, and it continued being currently very dry. 21-10 it came at, 0-0, nothing happened. One notification, game over. Exactly what we're looking for. Don't get me involved if I'm not required. So my charity did come in, but the Japanese game was early, so it kind of, that ship had unfortunately sailed. But good to get a charity pick in there. So on to Dave for his final pick of the week.
Yeah, luckily we weren't waiting on mine for the charity winner because, again, I was in League Two and it was Salford against Colchester. And I like Salford at home, but Colchester won this game 1-0. They took the lead in the 22nd minute and just held on for the win. To be fair, second half, Salford picked the game up, had a lot of possession, 74% possession, 19 goal attempts, but only two on target. So to be fair to Colchester, they defended pretty well and just held on for the win.
So no charity this week. I will be backing it again after Gordon got a very good pick in and I did not. So the tenner is coming out of my pocket, and hopefully next week I'll be able to announce much more than the tenner going to a charity of my choosing. That's it for the recap. Quite a good week overall. It's always a good week when you get the bankers in. That basically just pays for my entire weekend. So we have a Facebook group, ladies and gentlemen. Do come along, join the conversation. Just search Trample Bet Podcast. Loads of folk in there commenting on the show's picks, on picks that they like themselves for the weekend ahead, and just sharing their thoughts on the weekend's fixtures. You can also give something back to the podcast. Support us by becoming a member of the Trample Bet for £6 a month. So that's patreon.com/tramplebet, or download the Patreon app and search for Trampled Bet. Get a whole host of stuff in return. You get this podcast as an early video release, so you get to see us all as we're recording. You get a handy cheat sheet, so all the picks written down that you can just pull up when you like. You don't have to take notes or try and remember which of the picks from the show you liked for the weekend. A load of extra content in the form of special shows for Patreon-only members. We've had the MLB season, the Masters. We'll do all the golf majors. We throw in some darts as well. So if there's a big sporting event, there's a good chance there'll be an extra show. And also, we're about to go to a break, but on the video version, you got a special middle section where we talk about extra bets for the weekend, things that perhaps we looked at, didn't quite make the show, or things we like in other sports. And if you listen to the middle section last week, Dave and I both picked the winner of the Grand National. So that was one of the reasons my Saturday was tremendous. Gordon had only one shout, one pick in the Grand National, 25-1, placed. Superb. And Dave had two football picks, tremendous football picks, Brighton away at Chelsea, Bolton away at Oxford, both 17-10. Just absolutely nailed it in the middle last week. So
can't believe I didn't take Brighton in my coupon. See, at the weekend, like, I took Brighton and various other things, right, but didn't take them in the five-team ACA. Because it's 70, see, when I seen that result coming in, I was like, Dave,
obvious
this already.
Obvious.
We're going to win this. But a ridiculous set of shouts there for you, Dave. So what a week, really.
So the middle section does have some good content on it. So it's patreon.com/tramplebet, or just search for it there, £6 a month. Do come and join us. That's the sales pitch done. We'll see you all for next week's picks after the break.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, April 22nd. 2023. We'll run through the normal four categories as always, starting with the banker bets for this weekend. And I am staying in the Japanese top flight, the J1 League. It's an early kickoff if you're based in the UK on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for Cerezo Osaka versus Kashiwa Reysol. We're now eight games into the 2023 J League season, and both these teams are off to pretty slow starts. See Osaka are mid-table. They're ninth position with 11 points from eight games, scoring 12 and conceding 12. So it's an 18-team league, so they're pretty much bang mid-table. Kashiwa, though, I said a slow start. They're having a terrible time. They're 17th, so second bottom, only 6 points from eight games. They've scored only five times and conceded 12. The beginning of the season, I liked Cerezo Osaka's chances of mounting a title challenge this year, or certainly of being in that top quartile come the end, and I still like their squad. They've been reasonably solid at home. They've picked up 7 points from their four home games. Kashiwa have been poor away, 1 point and one goal from their three away games. So Kashiwa will set out here to not concede, and this is a match I don't expect Cerezo Osaka to lose. So I'm going to take them on the double chance at home here. So either a home win or a draw as my banker, in case goals are difficult to come by. But it would be a huge upset in my head if Kashiwa Reysol won this game. So see Osaka double chance is 1-5 or 2-11, depending on the bookmaker.
Cool. This is not going to be a highly priced banker treble, I can feel, coming along here. If you're talking about lots of goals, I think I've got a game for that, but I'm just backing the straight up win. I like PSG on Friday night to beat Angers. And you'll get them at 1-4 to do so. I'm really not going to spend much time in this pick. PSG are top of the league and have three of the best players in the world. Granted, one is injured just now. Angers are the worst team in the French league, taking 14 points from their 31 games and are absolutely certain to get relegated down to League Two, where they should be. PSG, its historical form against Angers is fantastic. They just beat them every time they play them away. They play in the same league quite a lot. So it's not as if it's like, yeah, last time was 1999. Nope. Their last five games against them, they've won all of them by varying margins from 5-0 to 1-0. So, yeah, they don't have enough to do anything to stop PSG's attacking force. And I think it's a ridiculous price to get them at 1-4 here. I know that's a short price anyway, and the bankers had been like 6-11, but 1-4 for one of the best front lines in the world to play against Nabil Bentaleb. I'm quite happy to take that. So yeah, PSG away at Angers, first pick of the week, 1-4. So Dave, what do you have?
Who knew Nabil Bentaleb was still a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm in League Two for mine, and Saturday at 3 p.m. and it's Stockport against Rochdale, and I'm going to attack Stockport, who were 4-9 yesterday. They might not be 4-9 after, I think they've lost
one to three now.
1-3.
Join us down in the pits. Come on, let's
Coop
together, eh?
I've wrote my notes before tonight's game, so we won't count tonight's game. So Stockport are in fourth with 71 points from their 42 games, and Rochdale are 24th. They've only taken 33 points from 42 games. You know, Stockport got a good home record. They've taken 38 points from their 21. They've only conceded 15 home goals. Whereas Rochdale obviously aren't that great away. They've only took 17 points from 21. Stockport was second in the form table, 11 from last five, only conceding 2, and Rochdale were 14th. You know, Stockport came behind to get a draw with Gillingham, who were in decent form themselves last game. And I mention that because the goal was scored by a midfielder they've got called Will Collar, who's the son of, do you remember the big Czech international, Jan Koller?
Yeah.
Yeah, his son, Will Collar, for Stockport, is a centre mid. Thought it was quite random to find out about these things. But Stockport just outside the automatic promotion, three teams going up automatically. Obviously, Rochdale haven't been in that bad of form. They got beat last weekend. I think they got beat tonight by Tranmere as well. But they'd drawn one and won two before that. I just think Stockport will have far too much for them here at home with, you know, Rochdale are pretty much down if they're not already confirmed down. And Stockport will want to get that third place to get the automatic. So Stockport are going to need the points, and I think they'll get them here.
That's the only ground in that league that I've been to, the Stockport's ground.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to get the Danny Bergara stand, which was a Uruguayan guy. He used to be their coach for years. Really weird one. And I went to see a gig there, and it was...
I was about to say, do you remember the game?
No, it was a gig at a band called Blossoms from Stockport. So they played that ground. But it's classic. Okay. Anyway, it's a good pick there. They are much better than Rochdale, so...
There we go. So perhaps a wee bit more conservatives with the bank this week in terms of odds. But I guess that's, you know, on the luck of the draw, that's what we think are the bankers of this weekend. So Cerezo Osaka are draw in their match against Kashiwa Reysol. A win for Paris Saint-Germain away at Angers, and a Stockport win at home to Rochdale means the banker treble this week works out slightly less than evens, 0.96-1. So definitely a big difference compared to last week's 2.2-1 mammoth shout.
Yes.
But it's pretty good. Pretty good. On to the value picks then. These tend to be slightly higher in odds. We think, you know, that the chance of the outcome we predict is better than the bookies have set the price. I'm staying in Japan. Most of my games are in Japan this week. This one's Saturday, 6 a.m. for Hiroshima against Tokyo. I tipped up Hiroshima as potential league winners the week before the season started, and then they achieved 2 points in their first 3 games. Since then, though, they've really turned things around. They've been perfect in their last five matches. They're top of the league's five-game form table, 15 points out of possible 15. That's moved them up to tied second in the overall league table, only 2 points behind league leaders Vissel Kobe. They're up against a mid-table Tokyo team that I expect to be mid-table come the end of the season. They're in 11th place after eight games, and this is how mid-table they are. They have 9 points, they've scored 9 goals, and they've conceded 9 goals. Love the number nine. It's worth noting, though, that they've only managed 2 points away from home this season out of 4 games, and they've actually only scored once across those entire 4 away matches. So I really like the home away split here too. So I'm backing a home win for a very in-form Sanfrecce Hiroshima at odds of 4-6.
Nice one. Well, I am the very traditional UK kickoff time for my value pick. And it's a value pick that's brought to you by Kilmarnock's terrible away form. So this is St Mirren at home to Kilmarnock, and they are even money to beat Kelly. Kilmarnock are so bad away from home, unless they're playing in the League Cup.
Ask me how many points they've got away from home this season, because I know the answer to this.
You know the answer because you asked us 2 weeks ago when you back.
And they haven't got any more since.
They lost the next 2 away games.
Yep.
So they've taken 2 points from 16 away games. They've taken 92% of their points this season at home.
Yeah.
It, ridiculous, like they are.
And
they
it's
are.
Not a lot of points.
No, it's two. It's two total. Yet, St Mirren are pretty good at the moment. They've turned it on at the right time. So their last 5 results, they've lost to the Old Firm 5-1 and 5-2, but in both games. So in the Celtic game, they were ahead and got a man sent off. You can't really do about much about that. In the Rangers game, they were at 2 each up until 75 minutes, and Rangers just got away from them a wee bit. Barring that, they drew with Dundee United unjustifiably, but they did beat Livingston, and they beat Hearts in the last 2 weeks. So they beat Hearts 2-0 away, and they beat Livingston 3-0 at home. Livingston are better than Kelly away from home, and they've got to play Kilmarnock. Even money here for St Mirren. I'm biting your hand off, especially with this being an early payout league as well. So, St Mirren at home with Kelly. Even money. Dave, what you got? Where are you?
I'm in the Premiership, the English Premiership. Saturday at 3 p.m. and I hype myself for doing this, but it's Brentford against Villa, and I'm going to back Villa. I'm going to back Villa here at 15-8. So Villa sits sixth. They're taking 50 points from 31 games. Brentford are in ninth. They're taking 43 points from there, 31 games. Villa again cracking away. The sixth in the away form table, taking 21 points from 15. Brentford, not too bad at home. They're eighth in the home form table, 27 points from 15. But where we go here is the form. And Villa are second in the form table, just behind Man City. They're taking 15 from their last 5 games. They've actually won the last 5 straight and 7-8. And in the last 5 games, they've only conceded 1 goal as well. Whereas Brentford, they've only taken 2 points from their last 5. And they've only won 1 in their last 7. They've lost the last 3 straight. And they've got 3 draws before that. Since Emery's took over at Villa, they've scored in every game since he took over, which is a club record, I believe, from last week. And Ollie Watkins looks like a transferred man. Transformed man, not transferred. He's got 10 in his last 12. Obviously, Tony's got 18 for Brentford this season. So, again, they've got a good scoring thing. But I can't not pass up the chance of backing Villa here at the price I'm being offered in a value shot. The only thing I think is affecting the price is Villa have actually never won at Brentford. Obviously, they've only played, I think it's 3 or 4 games they've obviously played in the Championship and the Premier League, but they've never won there.
They weren't being managed by Unai Emery at that point. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's affected the price a little bit. Again, as I Villa unbeaten in the last four away games as well. So, you know, now I've picked them, I'm going to jinx it and we're going to lose. But
hey, mate, I've picked my own team a couple of times recently and they've come through for me. So, no, I think it's a really good pick. They're the underdogs as well. This easily could have gone in the outsider slot if you'd wanted it to, Dave. But that just shows you how much you like it that is in there in the value slot.
I mean, I thought we were going to struggle last Saturday against Newcastle, but it just seemed to keep rolling and rolling.
Took them apart. I watched the highlights of that as well. It's you back on it liking John McGinn now, or is he still a championship player?
What a player. No, to be fair, I've always liked him. I think Gerrard just played him out of position. He didn't want him to be where I want to be. I think I've said before, when Villa signed him, and I read on a forum, and Scottish fans were saying he got the best arse in football. And now we know why, because the way he holds that ball up.
He holds up the ball unbelievably. He's like Shapiro.
Once you get him in the right position, McGinn, he affects the game.
Yeah,
a lot better than where Gerrard had him playing. It's strange, really. I mean, obviously, Emery's only really playing Alex Moreno. The rest is all the same team that Gerrard had.
Yeah.
Gerrard obviously couldn't get a tune out of him, but, yeah, you know, he's doing excellent.
Good man.
So that means that the value treble for this week, should you wish to combine them as a treble, wins for Sanfrecce Hiroshima, St Mirren and Aston Villa combine to 8.14 to 1, so slightly higher than 8 to 1 if you fancied all the value picks this week. On to the outsiders then, where we try to find something the bookies have priced up as an underdog that we like the look of. I presume Dave must have a brilliant one here, considering he's used the Villa card already. I mentioned about backing my own team a couple of times recently. I'm going to do it again here. So I'm in the Scottish Premiership Saturday 3 p.m. for Dundee United versus Livingston. Dundee United are now two wins on the bounce. They've dragged themselves off the foot of the table into 10th in the 12th team Scottish Premiership. The 12th team gets relegated. The 11th team is part of a playoff structure with the top three from the league below the Championship. I go to all the Dundee United games, and these results are not a surprise to me. The new boss, Jim Goodwin, he's started getting the results that the change in performance since he has come in has merited. It's another huge game for United. We're in 10th, but we're in no way out of it. Like, the teams are all just separated by 2 points. But we'll come into this game full of confidence. And Livingston have not been on the best run lately, who, despite a win last week at home to St Johnson, the rest of the results have not been very good. They've lost their last four away league games on the spin without scoring a single goal. So they've lost 3-0, 1-0, 3-0, and then 3-0 again. Interestingly, they've been behind at half-time in all of those games, and even more amazingly, all of the goals in all of those games have come in the first half, and then they've seen out 0-0 second halves in all four matches. So 3-0s and a 1-0, and all the goals are in the first half. So I think there's a good case to be made that a confident United team will look to take the game to Livingston early on, and you can get 2-1 for Dundee United to be leading at half-time. And I think that's a solid shout at an outsider price of 2-1. So my outsider for this week is in the half-time market in Dundee United versus Livingston, and it's the home team, Dundee United, to be leading after 45 minutes.
Reaching into the joy markets here. You just
I do like a half time now and again, you know. I do like a half time. Just that stat though is mental. Like, four games for Livingston that have seen 10 goals, and they've all been first half goals, and they've scored none of them. Yeah, I'll have me some of that.
Nice one. Okay, well, I am on to my outsider, which is at the traditional Italian kickoff time of 1 p.m. on a Saturday. And I really like the game between Como and Ascoli to be a draw. Como have drawn 8 of their last 15 games, home and away in their combined last form. They're just drawing quite a lot of games at the moment. In their last 5, they've drawn 3, They've had two losses, one of which was a friendly to Australia under 23s that they lost 4-0, which is just a really weird game they played.
Bizarre.
But I'm not sure if they play the full team and there's no stats about the game or anything. It's just on flash score. So both the teams are right beside each other in the table. Neither of them really look like getting relegated. There's one of that's like a 20-1 shot that they get relegated. They're about 5 or 6 points away from the relegation zone, but both would be happy with a draw here because it just moves them both a point away from the opposition there. As I said, 11th and 12th in the table. The Italian league is bizarre because both of them are 4 points away from the promotion places and 6 points away from the relegation zone. So they are really as middling as you can get. Como draw a lot of games when they're playing them. Ascoli don't tend to draw that many games. However, in their head-to-heads between the two, the last two games have been draws, a 3-each and a 1-each, and the two games before that. So it goes 2022, both games were draws. 2021 was a 1-0 away win to Ascoli. And in 2016, there was a 1-0 home win to Ascoli. So all of the kind of relevant last few games have been really close or draws, either being one goal in it or actually being a draw. Really fancy the game to shake out as a draw. You'll get them at 23-10 to do so. So yeah, I fancy Ascoli to have a nice lounge by the lake and decide to draw the game. That'd be nice. So Dave, what have you got in your outside? What ridiculous outsider are you bringing that you couldn't put Villa in here? I mean, well done, because it's not an outsider. It's a value pick. It's just under 2-1. So yeah, good to, what have you got?
Yeah, I'm back in the prime again. Saturday 3 p.m. and this is a 2-1 outsider, and it's Leicester against Wolves, and everyone knows I'm a secret Wolves fan, so I'm going to attack Wolves here at 2-1. Wolves are the 13th. They've taken 34 points from their 31 games. Leicester are 19th. They're only taking 25 points from 31 games. Leicester's home form is terrible as well. They've taken 12 points from 15 games at home. You know, Wolves are only taking 11 from 15 away, but this is more about Leicester again. Like, they're 18th in the form table, only taking 1 point from their last five. They've only scored 4 goals, whereas Wolves are 11th in the form table. If you like sevens, they've took 7 points from their last five. They've scored 7 and they've conceded 7. So, not bad. You know, Leicester have got 9 losses and a draw in their last 10. Wolves, wow, doing okay. Won the last two games and a draw before that. Leicester not kept a clean sheet in 12. I mean, and even Diego Costa popped up with a goal for Wolves last week. So
yeah,
things are going great. But you know, obviously Leicester got rid of Rodgers, and it's a bit of a shambles from what I can understand. They asked Potter, apparently he said no. They asked Jesse Marsh, he said no. I even heard they got turned down by Martin O'Neill. So they kind of got Dean Smith in. Now, you won't hear me say a bad thing about Dean Smith. He was great for Villa. He's a Villa fan. He's a Villa boy. Norwich fans, they might say something a bit different. Obviously, didn't do too great with Norwich in the Championship. It just seemed to be a bit like there wasn't really anyone left for Leicester to ask, and they've just sort of turned to Smith. And like I say, I don't think he's a bad coach. He did well for Villa, but you're going into a team with Leicester here that are in absolute turmoil. They're all over the shop. They're not playing for each other. They're not playing for the team. They're just putting in poor performance after performance. I think if City had have kept their foot on the pedal on Saturday, that it could have been a
great one. They started trying ridiculous stuff between each other. Generally, yeah, you're up, like when you're too far ahead in a game, when you're just like, right, you start to feel bad for the other team. That's honestly what it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, they took Haaland off at half-time and made other subs throughout. They'd already won the game at half-time, and you know, because I had that gone on, I think that could have easily put another 3 or 4 past Leicester. But okay, yeah, Wolves, again, they've been playing all right. So, yeah, I'm quite happy to start Wolves at 2-1.
Ideal. So all picks around the 2-1 mark means that if you fancied combining them, so Dundee United to be leading at halftime, a draw between Como and Askley, and a win for Wolverhampton Wanderers away at Leicester, 27.7-1 for the outsider treble. I'll take that as a Trixie, as I do every week, the outsiders, so I only need 2 out of 3 to come in to get some returns on my money. On to the charity treble. Let's hit one this week, guys. That would be really nice. We got off to a fast start with the charity treble for 2023, but we've hit a bit of a slow patch. So it'd be nice to be announcing some money to charity next week. The game I'm selecting is back in Japan, Sunday morning this time, an 8 a.m. start. A lot of the games in the Japanese J League are, well, not televised, but streamed on the official J League YouTube channel. You'll also find a lot of them on Bet365. You're able to watch from the stream there. But if you go to the YouTube channel for the J-League, you'll be able to get quite a few of the games. This is probably one of them. It's Gamba Osaka versus Yokohama FC. Yokohama FC are having a torrid time so far in this J-League campaign. They're rock bottom of the table, 2 points from 8 matches played. They've scored 6 but conceded a massive 22 goals. Gamba Osaka off to a pretty poor start too, but nothing is bad in comparison. They've got 6 points from 8 matches. They've scored 10, conceded 17. 5 of Gamba's 6 points have come at home this season. So they've played four home league games. They've managed 5 points. So they're all right at home. Their only loss was a 2-1 loss to Hiroshima in game week 4, who are on that run of 5 games winning in a row and are right up the top end of the table. So not too bad there. And I quite like their home form. They beat Kawasaki Frontale 2-0 in their last home outing, and FC Tokyo 3-0 in the cup before that. So they've got some good home form coming into it as well. The last 2 seasons that the teams were in the same league, you have to go a couple of years back, 2021 and 2020, but Gamba Osaka won both the home fixtures and the head-to-head there. And I'd expect them to do the same this time and leave Yokohama really struggling at the bottom. So for charity this week, it's a Gamba Osaka win against Yokohama FC at odds of 7-10.
Okie dokie. Well, I'll take this to a much less glamorous location for my game. And this is Hamilton versus Partick Thistle. And I'm taking Partick Thistle away at 5-6. For anyone who doesn't really know much about Scottish football, Hamilton are probably the most... Like, a lot of people don't like each other rivalry-wise. But I think there's a collective notion that Hamilton is just shit. Like, it's a place. Like, Bielefeld in Germany, like, various different things. It's just, like, when they were in the Premier League, no one liked going there. Like, it's just a bad, like, they're not a very well-supported team. And I've got mates who do actually support Hamilton, so there's a little bit in there about that. But I am... Their run of form recently, and they won what is, you know, the Johnson's Paint Trophy England thing. They won the Scottish equivalent of that a couple of weeks ago,
Which gets a new name every year, just about.
Yeah, much like Hamilton Stadium. So this game will be played at the Hope CBD Stadium. This game, but it's really in the Scottish Championship. It's a tale of two. A tale of two different fortunes here. Partick Thistle started out the season being really not that great and have turned themselves around and back up into the promotion chase here. So they're in fourth. They're 6 points behind first, but there's 2 teams in between them. They're on 52 points. Inverness on 54, who've played a game extra. Queen's Park on 57 and Dundee on 58. So they're really in that promotion chase. Hamilton are in the relegation battle, and by the grace of Cove Rangers being shitter than they are, they haven't been relegated just yet. They've got 29 points from their 34 games, scoring 29, conceding 61 goals. Cove are just worse. Cove actually scored more goals. Anyway, I watched the reverse fixture of this game. I was at Partick when they lost 1-0 to Hamilton, and the only shot on target of the game was scored by, only shot on target by Hamilton was scored. Partick hit the bar, the post, everything between them. They were just very unfortunate there. And I really think if they're going to continue this promotion chase, they're going to get points at Hamilton. Hamilton have lost their last 3 on the spin, losing to Inverness, Queen's Park and Morton, and all of those teams are exactly where Queen's Park are in the league. They're exactly where Partick are in the league. Partick's last few games, they beat Queen's Park 4-0. They drew with Ayr. They beat Cove 5-0. They drew with Dundee, who are top of the league, and they lost 1-0 to Inverness. So they're playing top teams at the moment, with the exception of Cove in there. I just think it's a good price to be taking Partick Thistle at. And you'll get them at 5-6, 4-5, 10-11-ish to do so. So, yes, I hope Hamilton lose again.
Well, I'll just interject before we pass on. The Scottish Challenge Cup is now known as the SPFL Trust Trophy.
Nice.
I wonder how many people know that right now. It's been called everything. It was the Iron Brew Trophy, I think, when Dundee United were winning.
That was a better, that's a good name for a trophy.
It was the Tunnocks Tea Cake Trophy at one point as well.
It was a giant Tunnocks Tea Cake. That was good. I remember.
Yeah, it's been everything. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Dave, round us off for the final charity selection.
The Book Fast sponsored it yet?
They haven't. Do you know Buckfast? I didn't know this. Buckfast is a really popular drink in Scotland. It's actually made in England.
Yeah, it's tonic wine.
Yes, yeah, it's made in I think it's Northumberland. Like 90% of their sales are all done in Scotland.
Is it made by Monks by any chance?
It is. It's tonic purposes.
At Buckfast Abbey in Devon.
It's Devon? Well, that's more sense. Than I thought. But yeah, nothing better than to drink on a park bench than some Buckfast. So anyway, Dave, how are you going to round this out?
There we go. No wonder Buckfast haven't sponsored it if they're not actually Scottish. I'm in League One on Saturday at 3 p.m. and it's Barnsley against Oxford. And now I'm going to type Barnsley at 7-10. Barnsley are in fourth. They've got 81 points from their 41 games. Oxford are in 20th. They've only got 40 points from 41 games. Barnsley are doing really well at home, taking 46 from 20 games. They've only conceded 19 home goals, whereas Oxford have only scored 17 away goals all season. Barnsley took 9 from their last 5. At 7th in the form table, but Oxford have only took 4 from their last 5. Oxford actually haven't won in their last 15 games. They've got 10 losses and 5 draws in those 15 games. Barnsley haven't lost to Oxford in their last 4 times they've met. Barnsley have got 3 wins and a draw. And Barnsley are actually unbeaten in their last 8 home games as well. And, you know, Oxford... we backed against them last week in the midsection against Bolton. Bolton duly beat them, and I certainly think Barnsley again will be a team that are far too much for Oxford.
I mean, you could have stopped at the one in the last 15 games. That's a pretty convincing argument.
Pretty damn strong there, which means the charity treble this week. How many other people, apart from us now and us putting this out in the show, do you think have backed or would back this treble of Gambo Osaka, Partick Thistle, and Barnsley?
God, I don't think there's many podcasts around the world putting up a treble.
So there you go. That's what it is. It's Gambo Osaka, Partick Thistle, and Barnsley, and it combines to 4.14-1. So £51 for a charity if we manage to get that in this week, which I'm hopeful that we will. Obviously, I'll combine all the picks from the show as well in the mega coupon in the hope that one day we will go 12 out of 12. But we've been very close. Gordon and I both did a run of 2-4 out of 4 weeks in a row. And Dave, very strong last week as well. So this could be the week. Gentlemen, I think that's us for this week. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we round out for the weekend of Saturday, April 22nd?
I'm at Rushall's last home game of the season on Saturday. We need 3 points to stay in the playoff picture. So if you can all get behind Rushall for me on Saturday, that'd be great.
Ideal. We'll all be Rushall fans on Saturday. worth backing you for the win, Dave?
Not the way we've been playing lately, though.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, We won the staff senior cup last night against Leek Town, played at Port Vale's ground, and we won it 1-0 with a goal light on. But the last league, we've been terrible in the league the last 4 or 5 games. To be fair, we've been terrible ever since we signed Leon Clark. He's at Rushall on loan from Hartlepool. Obviously, playing for Wolves and Coventry. He's awful.
He's in free fall now, just basically trying his luck at any club he can.
Yeah, I mean, he's 39, but he certainly hasn't brought anything to the party. And our form seems to have dipped ever since he's come in. Hopefully we can hold out and stay in the playoff picture.
Well, best of luck, Dave. Hope you enjoy the day and hope you bag the 3 points. I'll be at Tannadice. I'll be at Gordon's wedding.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When you went, I'll be at Tannadice, I went, will you? And they played an early game.
He just hasn't let you know yet.
Yeah, that's
I should be at Tannadice. Instead, I'll have my little Bluetooth headphones in, the little discreet ones, while watching Gordon get married, but hopefully hearing Dundee United beat Livingston. No.
If it happens to just be at the point where the vicar says, does anybody know any reason why they can't get married, and Dundee score, and you jump up and shout, yes.
That's it. And what is it? Ryan Edwards just nicked one in at the back post. That's what it was.
He's not been playing recently. He's been dropped. I don't know if that's... and giving away goals, which is potentially
winning combination there. But no, yeah, I will be getting married this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. So a mega coupon win would be nice.
Congratulations, Gordon, I think is the way I wanted to round that out, rather than implying I would rather be... watching Dundee United.
Immediately implying that you'd rather watch Tannadice watching. I mean, you are going to Dundee the next day, so that's...
For baseball purposes.
For baseball.
But the mega coupon this week works out at 2,659-1.
That's a short mega coupon this week,
A short mega coupon this week.
Ten grand. That'll be getting
get it in. Yeah, yeah. Over 10 grand from a fiver, about 13.
Yeah.
I'd take that. 13 grand would be okay. Not retirement money.
Not knocking 13 grand.
No. Might give us a week off. We hit the 12.
Yeah. It's not quite box at Cheltenham, but we might get a box of, like, I don't know, Kelso.
Sponsor a player. We'll sponsor a player. There we go. If that comes in, the Trample Bet podcast will sponsor a player. Russell.
Yeah, might even get Gevry. We might be able to get a wee placard on the side of Gevry for Trample Bet. So
you don't put placards on the side of horses.
No, I meant when they're in the parade ring. They've got like a whatever it's called, a little, what do they call the thing they put over them? Wait, in the parade ring? I don't know the name of that.
Oh, like a patch that we could sew onto like jacket or something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like not that. I wasn't suggesting just like stapling something to the side of a horse.
The podcast's taking a bit of a wrong turn towards the end, but you know, it's all fun and games. It must be the late night. You know, that we're recording this on Tuesday evening. Gordo, Dave, thank you very much. Another good show, full of good picks. So hopefully on next week's recap, we'll have lots of good stories to tell. Thank you to everyone for listening. Do look us up on Facebook. If you want to give something back to the show, do subscribe to the Trample Bet Club on Patreon. We'd really appreciate it. Best of luck for all your weekend betting ahead, and we'll see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.